Yutes Elul, 3rd of September, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, B'chol Maminim, Part 1, the Emunah of Rosh Hashanah.
Preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and as the title suggests, try and understand the essential underpinnings of the Yom Tov, and specifically the relationship between Emunah as a subject and Rosh Hashanah in terms of the essence of the day. Where we are mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are supposed to discover a new level, or a new appreciation, or a new connection. And that is the idea that I want to try to explore, especially as we are just about to start Slichas in a couple of days. Rosh Hashanah is referred to in our tefillahs as Hayoim Haras Oila, that today is the birthday of the world. This is a day that we commemorate existence itself, the fact that the world is brought into being on Rosh Hashanah. Haras Olam, the conception of the world. The fact that Kodesh Baruch on Aleph Tishri, Machalukis and the Gemara, exactly when it came into being, that Aleph Nisan, Aleph Tishri. But L'chol Adeis, Rosh Hashanah represents and corresponds to Haras Olam, the creation of the world. And what that does is demands the question, why? That we're spending two whole days commemorating, celebrating Hayom Haras Olam, as we're thinking, we're wondering, Pavos, what's the Tachlis? What's it all about? And L'chaira, if we can understand more deeply and more fully the why, the Hayom Haras Olam, what's the point of it all, what's the whole point of everything, then l'chaira we will achieve a greater, a deeper, a more profound Rosh Hashanah. Halavai. You may be expecting me to go down the Ramchal route, because I think I've spoken about that here before. Derech HaTov Lehetiv Ki Yidua, the famous Ramchal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. But in order to be good, one must do good. When Shem didn't have a Bria, unto whom he could pour his Shefa Bracha, because Baruch Hu created us so we could be on the receiving end of his goodness. That's the Mahalach of the Ramchal. I've just given you the whole Das Tavunas basically in under 10 seconds. Not exactly. But that's the Mahalach of the Ramchal. But if we look in the Pesukim, seemingly there is a different Mahalach, even though the two do eventually come together. But seemingly there is a different Mahalach. In Yeshaya states, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the world into creation? L'chvoidi b'rosiv yitzartiv afosisiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created the entire universe and all that is in it. V'Hashem ha'oretz u'mloyol tevel v'yoshvei v'o pavos l'chvoidi. Kvod shomayim. So that is an area that I want to explore this morning in the time that we have. This idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a universe, as it's referred to in Chazal, a diro b'tachtoinim, a dwelling place in the lower regions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously, it's kisei ha'kovod is up in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create a diro for his presence b'tachtoinim, like it says in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Chazal. But the tachlis of that diro, the tachlis of that creation was the Chvoidi, Chvoid Shemaim, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tachlis was the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's quite obvious if we look outside in the world that, in fact this happened almost immediately, that not every aspect of creation today is exactly singing the glory of Hashem. Unless one digs very deeply, That's not necessarily the case. It's also not necessarily the case when we are talking about the people that inhabit this Dira B'Tachtonim. They're also not necessarily always being, always engaging in Kvod Shomayim necessarily. And that's Pshat in the Mishkan, Kiyadua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world within the world, a microcosmic world, known as the Mishkan. The Mishkan, of course, was created through a process of 39 malachas. The 39 malachas are those same malachas that created the world itself, because those are the malachas that turn into the malachas that are forbidden on the Shabbos. The Shabbos is kivoy Shabbos mikol malachdoi. The Mishkan was a micro world. Unvosh state, what does it say when the Mishkan reaches its climax? Uchvoid Hashem moleyes haMishkan. That the Mishkan was filled with Kvod Shamayim. The Mishkan was filled with the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kvod Shamayim. So, when one probes and one thinks and one engages in the right way with the world, then of course Kvod Shamayim is generated, right? Because the truth is that the world by itself, with not much contemplation, right, can be seen to be singing the glory of Hashem. Hashemayim v'saprim kvoit keil. Hashemayim v'saprim kvoit keil. Not too difficult. And she wrote about it, and she'll be reading hopefully in an upcoming publication. No, free advertising. Upcoming publication which will be going out. The conversation that somebody had with Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking familiar? Anybody's friend? Stephen Hawking is the world's leading astrophysicist. He's the Newton of his day, the Einstein of his day. He was asked by a member of society, let's say. He was asked, "Do you believe in a God that created heaven and earth?" And his answer was, surprise, surprise, no. Even though apparently statistics show that 40% of scientists today do believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or with some form of deity, they're not allowed to say so, but apparently they do have some sort of belief. He says, no. Okay, so at first that can seem a bit unsettling to think that this great mind that observes this Shomayim, they are not Vesapim Kvod Keil for him. But later he's asked, and you can read this in his biography if you're extremely bored. It's a particularly good cholent, and that's where you keep those books. They asked him, "Do you believe in the God that created heaven and earth?" You know, he said no. But in a later conversation, he says, and I quote, "There is a superior force out there that can throw the dice where we cannot retrieve them." End quote. In other words, you want to talk about abstract concepts, and please read the article, let me have your thoughts. It's going to be in the Oinek, it'll also be in one of the newspapers this week. If you want to talk about abstract concepts, it doesn't bother me. We can say, yes, no, it's not really that relevant. But when he's looking through his Hubble telescope, everything, he sees the Milky Way, he sees the cosmos and all the majesty that is contained within. It's undeniable. Hashemayim v'saprim kvod keil. But out there, the world is not really focused on kvod keil, are they? That's not really the focus. The Mishkan gave the world focus. Today we don't even have the Mishkan. Come on to that in a few minutes. But there's another Nakuda. There's another Nakuda than it is. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Teshuva, good safer to learn this time of year. Shari Teshuva writes in Sha'ar Gimel Kuf Nun Ches. Famous Shari Teshuva is quoted widely. Va'ato amoid vehispoinin goydel chiyuveinu lekadesh es Hashem. Here he's talking about Kiddush Hashem. Ki ikke mashe kitshonu Hashem yisbach besoy rosoy v'mitzvoysov v'hi dilonu li ois lo la'om is kedei lekadshoy u le'yiro mimenu. What was the tachlis of everything? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate us from the other nations? Why did He give us the mitzvahs? Why did He give us the Torah? Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. So now we have two terms. Kvod Shomayim, the glory of heaven, and Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name. What's the difference? They seem to be referring to the same idea, essentially. The essence of the mitzvah is the same thing. I'm glorifying Hashem, I'm sanctifying Hashem. When I create a Kiddush Hashem, when we talk to our little children and say, Shemeki Kiddush Hashem, pick up that litter off the street, you're making a Chil Hashem, which is the opposite of Chil. What do we mean? You're not sanctifying the name of Hashem. It means you're not bringing praise to Hashem, you're not extolling His virtues, you're not being Mechabedim, you're not bringing glory to His name. I think what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that Kiddush Hashem is one level higher than Kavod Shamayim. Kavod Shamayim, the whole world is in Kavod Shamayim. As we said before, even the stars of the heavens are singing Kavod Shamayim. That's for the world out there and all of its inhabitants. Tevil v'yoshvei vo. The Yidden, B'nei Yisrael, have a unique and special function that goes beyond Kvod Shemayim, and that's called Kiddush Hashem. Notice he doesn't say the tachlis of the world. He says the tachlis of Hibdilonu Niyaslodom, the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. As it says in the Pasuk, and he quotes it himself by Yikrochov Beis, V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The Kiddush Hashem is generated within Klal Yisrael. Kvod Shemayim is a universal concept. Kiddush Hashem is a Yiddish concept. And then he goes on to say something that's remarkable. That if we were selected specifically for Kiddush Hashem, that means we need to be Kodosh. We need to be holy. We need to be sanctified if we are to sanctify the name of Hashem. As it continues and says, Ro'u sheyiyu makdisho kedoshim. That if we are the makdishim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, if we want to be the kadesh shimcha bo'olam, keshem shemakdishim oiso b'shmei morim, then we need to be kodosh. What does it mean to be kodosh? What does it mean to be holy? How does the Torah define the holiness of a human being? What does it mean when the Torah says, Kadoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani? What does it mean that I can be holy? What is holy? I sit in a cave, eating carobs and drinking from a local spring, up to my neck in sand. Maybe for a bit of time I might. That's not the tachlis. In Svarim HaKadoshim, in many places, the Rambam, Kedusha is Hamlochas HaSeichel al Haguf. We are all comprised of two opposite elements. We have a seichel, and the seichel is the seat of the neshama. As we all said this morning when we put our tefillin on, we got there early enough to say the tefillah that we say before putting tefillin. The seichel sees Hashem, as Ruchan of Asman writes. The seichel understands the Siddur Bani Shlom, right? There's no other way to explain anything. That's the same. So why don't we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time? I've got a body, and the body's comprised of Chumrius, and of Gashmius, and of Yetzer Hara, and of Tivus, and of Smorgasbords. It's difficult. Kedusha is the exercise of being mamlich, coronating the seichel over the guf. The guf zogt esmer, and the seichel zogt as genug gegessen. The guf zogt schlof mehr, it's genug geschlafen. Das ist heich, Kedusha. If a person is able to engage in an exercise of Kedusha, Kedoshim Tiyu, then we are told that a very special thing happens. And we'll tie all of these ideas together in a moment. Something very, very special happens. That person becomes a Ben Melech. That person becomes royal. That person belongs now in the palace of Hashem. That is Pshat, royalty. Royalty is when a person is in control. What is a king? A king is someone who sits on the top. The king sits with the crown, and he's controlling the people. That's his job. He needs to lead, he needs to inspire, he needs to protect. When a person's seichel is on the top, he's a melech. Because then all the other disparate elements of his being are now being guided and inspired and controlled in the right direction. Ichol Gehet from Hagon Rav Moshe Shapira directly. I know he's often quoted, but I heard it directly. So I'm a clear Russian. He said in Moritz Gazach, he speaks about this in Parshas Bolot, which you don't have time to go into now, certainly not Barichas. He says if you look at the word Melech, you see something very, very special. Something very special. He says Melech is actually a Rosh HaTevis. It's an acronym. It's an acronym. Stands for three different words. Which three different words? Let me give a brief introduction. I said before that we are comprised of two forces, two elements. The truth is we're actually comprised of three. We said that the mind, the seichel, the intellect, is ruchni. It's all ruchni. It sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it understands. If the seichel was in control, we'd never make a mistake. The opposite end is the guf. The word guf in the Sforim HaKadoshim actually has a specific area. The guf itself has a specific area that is responsible for the taivus. It's not the whole guf. That is responsible for Gashmias. What is it that drives us to eat more? What is it that drives us to stay in bed? What is it that drives us to get angry, to get jealous, to become spiteful? Where's it coming from? The answer is the nefesh, abahamis, the animal instinct. You see animals, you see how they behave. Scratching, killing, they don't care. They're lazy around, there's no seichel there. Pasuk shteit ki hadam hu hanefesh. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. Our blood is our nefesh. The nefesh abaham is the thing that keeps us alive. People say it's the neshama. A person, and we often think that lo yalein rachmona litzlam, when a person passes away, it's the neshama that left them. And what happens when an animal dies who has no neshama? What happened then? Well, yeah. The teretz is, it's not so posh. It's not so posh. But we need to switch the word neshama for the purposes of this discussion, at least. So the word nefesh, it's actually the nefesh, which could be a chedek of the neshama, depending on what context. The lowest chedek of the neshama, which an animal can have as well. Ki hadam hu hanefesh is the blood. Where is the seat of the blood in the human anatomy? Kovid, it's the liver. That's what processes the blood. So the kovid wears this title that it doesn't want to wear, of being the seat of the nefesh abahamis that is responsible for all the things that we do wrong. But there's a third power, there's a third force. Somewhere between the seichel and the kovid, somewhere between the mind and the kovid, is the lev. It's the lev, the heart. And the lev is the place where the battle rages. The seichel says, get out of bed. The kovid says, noch fünf minutes, not going to hurt you, another 5 minutes. The grosser snooze. Yeah. Somebody recently said, I'll do 20 sit-ups every single morning. Why 20? That's the maximum amount of times I can hit the snooze button. The lev is the mokem ha-bechira that has to struggle between the mind that says, do what's right, and the kovid that says, be an animal. The seichel resides in the mind, voseis moyach. The dam resides in the liver, voseis kovet. And the lev is the place that is in between these two, that has to battle between the two forces pulling in two different directions. If a person's mind is engaged first, if a person's seichel is driving everything that they do, and that in turn inspires the lev, and that in turn controls the kovet. The moyach lev kovet yena mensch is amelech. Dos heist melucha. The opposite is what Bilam cursed Klal Yisrael. There's a shaken toasters and brachas that Bilam was able to insert one word, kale. Kovet lev moyach. And that's how he was successful with Benos Moyov. Because he got him through the Dam Hu HaNefesh, the ultimate Taiba, which was Nus. And then they pulled out the Getchkes, which were the Avodah Zarahs. So Bilam was successful. As we said in last week's parashim, why Loshin Yochid? Because there's only one bracha that remained. Ma Toivoy Alecha Yaakov. Mishkan Osech Yisrael. Oil is Toira. Mishkan is Tfila. Toira is Avodah Shem Amoyach, and Tfila is Avodah Shem Alech. As I from the Mechitzi, I don't see anyway. If it's true that in order to be Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekadosh as Hashem, we need to be Kadoshim, in order to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to be B'nim B'lochim. If we have Malchus, which I'll say over this for every year in Bobov. Not Bobov Park, Bobova in Galicia. We go there every year, at least once. And Bobov is Malchus. And we say, and it's normally Parshas Bolok, at least on one of the tours out there. We talk about this Indian about being Mamlich the Seichel over the Guf, so we are Melochim. If we have the name Melochim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Melech, because the Melech has princes. That's what a king has. A king has princes. So here's a Murid Dikazach. There's Kvod Shamayim. There's Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Kedusha, we said, is the Hamlocha of the Seichel over the Guf, and that creates a Melech. If we look at the structure of our Kedusha, that we say three times in Shacharis and once in Mincha. Kodosh, 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 Kedusha. Baruch Kvod Hashem im Koymoy, Kvod Shomayim. Yimloich Hashem lo'olim elokeich tzion, meluchim. It's a pattern. It's a formula. It's a formula. It's Kedusha. Meloichol ha'aretz kvoidoi. It's covered. And then there's Yimloich. In the Kedusha de Sidra that we say in Asher Bo Letzion, Kodesh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem in Koinoi, Hashem Yimloich Lo Inamboi, also Menucha. What's the Inyan? These ideas are intrinsically bound. They go together. This brings us back to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Amunah of Rosh Hashanah is that we are declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. But in order to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech, we need to be engaged in melucha. We need to be b'nei melucha. And b'nei melucha means that we appoint, we anoint, we coronate the seichel, the da'as, clear thinking, over the guf. So that when we are faced with taivus, and we are challenged with chumrias and all of these things, we think to ourselves, is it right? Isn't it right? Does it bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it drive me further away? This is what it means to be a melech. This is what it means to be Kodosh. A Kodosh is not somebody who goes and lives as a hermit in a cave on the top of a mountain. A Kodosh is someone who knows properly how to engage in the world of Gashmis. And other Rabbi. That makes us even holier than the sometimes misconception of holiness of abstention from the world. Other Rabbi. I was thinking, the question that I had on this formula is that the Chor Kvod Shemayim comes about first, and then Kiddush Hashem, which is something more special, which is Klal Yisrael, and then Melucha. Why in Kiddush do we say first Kodosh, and then Kovod, and then Melucha? So I was thinking, because we're not talking about the rest of the world. Look at how we begin Kiddusha. Nekadesh es Shimcha Bo'olam, Keshem Shemagdishim. We want to be Mekadesh Hashem. Na'aritcho v'nagdishcho, Kesoy Tziach Sarpe Kodesh. We are being Makdish HaKodosh Baruch Hu. If we are Makdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kedusha that is relevant to Klal Yisrael and Hikdash and Masoich Bnei Yisrael, then we'll be able to generate Kvod Shemayim in the rest of the world. And when there's Kvod Shemayim in the rest of the world, then we'll have finally B'hoi Hashem the Melech al Kol Ha'aretz. We said it this morning in Al-Kain, Ki Lecha Ki Hamalchu Shelecha Hi Lo'el Me'ad Tim Lo'ich Mechavoid. Lord Merev points out that I want to say something over quickly. I've been trying to ignore it. When I was in Yeshiva, Rosh Hashiva was giving a shir, and out the window we could see that the weather was turning very, very bad. And Tucker, about 10 minutes into the shir, there was this enormous rumble of thunder, flash of lightning. Rosh Hashiva just kept going. I'll talk about it. Yeah. We were all like water tongue. Carries on going. 2 minutes later, so we're very despoiled, but 2 minutes later, an even bigger clap of thunder, boom, the whole room shook. And Rosh Hashiva stopped for a second. Then he frowned and said, my Rosh Hashiva would never have even heard that. Like a Malvi. So it's kind of moichi that I can even hear this noise behind the pizza. Shlomo Rebbe zok that when we usher in Rosh Hashanah, we usher it in with a very special mizmor. Most places, or many places, I've got to be careful. I've got to wear something to never know where you are. The David mizmor laHashem haaretz m'loy al tevel v'yoshev bo. Many kehillas say this. It's really the only thing apart from Shmones itself that makes the Ma'ariv Shmones and the Ma'ariv of Rosh Hashanah different from any other Ma'ariv. Yeah, b'chein tein pachtecho. But the David mizmor. This is a beautiful thing. We're talking about Hashem Ha'aretz M'loyo. We're talking about Kvod Shemayim. Towards the end of... We'd be joking. Towards the end of the Mizmor, give me 5 minutes, Nishma. Towards the end of the Mizmor, states, Su'usha Orim Rosheichem. Rosheichem is the Moyach, Zoch the Seichel. Usu'u Pischei Oilam, that's the Leib. We always talk about Pesichel with regards to the Leib. Pesach Libi, Pesach Rosheichel. Or... Who yiftach libeinu v'soyrasoi? Psicha. Su'sha orim rosheichem is the seichel. Usu'u pischei oilom is the lei v'yovoi melech hakoch. Beautiful. Stunning. A whole new deher in the Dovin Nizmo this year. This is how we've been Rosh Hashanah in. Today we don't have a world that declares a Kvod Shemayim. And we don't have a Mishkon anymore. We're Kvod Hashem Odes HaMishkon. But we have something. V'shochanti v'soychom. But also the Mikdash of Shachanti B'Soichem is the Mishkan that is built inside the lay of every single person with the Vavi Mishkan Evne. And in that Mishkan, there could be Kvod Shemayim. And in that Mishkan, there could be Kedusha. Kvod Hashem, Mole is HaMishkan today means within us. That we should be vehicles of Kvod Shemayim. We should be conduits for Kiddush Hashem. We should be an example to our own people and to the world. And I want to scroll to one other thing from the Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yisrael says in Moritik, also from Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, we know that Chil Hashem, which is the opposite of Kvod Shemayim, which is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, nothing can be machapa for Chil Hashem. Right? Only Misim. Not Shuva, not Yom Kippur, not Yisurim. Chil Hashem is the ekstazach, it's the worst possible thing. And he goes into an Arichas, which obviously we don't have time for. But he says there's one exception. I don't have time to go into the tiefkeit as to why this is the exception. Look it up yourself. Mayim Melamed in Pachad Yisrael from Rosh Hashanah. Mamish Kedai to see it. But he says there's one exception, and that exception is V'shteitu Rabbeinu Yoino Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah. Learning Torah. When I saw that, it answered a kasha I had for years on end. Always had a kasha. In Kedusha Shemayna Esra, Kodesh, Kodesh, Baruch, Kavoid, and Yimloch. In Kedusha the Sidro, Kodesh, Kodesh, Baruch, Kavoid, and Hashem, Melech. The Kedusha of Kriya Shema, Kodesh, Kodesh, Baruch, Kavoid, Hashem, and Koimai, where's the Melucha? The answer is, Ahavo Rabu, Avtonu, Hashem, Olekeinu, Vesein, Velibeinu, Lahopnu, Lahaskin, Shmoya, as Kol Divrei Salmu, Torah Sechel. Because when we're learning Torah, as the Rebbe says it himself, it's not just that we are doing a mitzvah in the Torah, that is Torah. That is as Rabbeinu Yonah says, Mashe kidshonu b'soyrosoi v'ibdilonu lo la'om kedei lekadshoi. That is how we are miskadosh. That's why limud haTorah is a vital chelik of what it means to bring about Kvod Shemayim in the world. Time is up, so afford me please 60 seconds just to answer another question I had for years. About slichas, because we're about to start slichas. The word slichas gives away what it's all about. Slicha, we're asking Hashem for slicha, mechila, kapora, rachamim, kedalim uchroshim, tofakim dolasecha. We're begging Hashem, we're terrified, it's yomim noroim. And yet, every single slichas starts with an introduction that seems to have nothing to do with slicha. Let's look at some of the words. Shomea tefil odecha kol bosa yovoi. Yovoi chol bosa nishtachvez lefanecha Hashem. Yovoi nishtachvez lefanecha Hashem. Boi yosh oru besoido. Roi mo Hashem elokei mishach l'adam rago. Roi mo Hashem elokei mishach l'har kodshoi. It's all about roi mo Moses. It's all about the gadlis of Hashem. L'chun rana l'Hashem. The kabma fonu besoido. Moira dikazachin ashiloi hayoma hu asohu ve'yavashes yodav yotzor. Beautiful words. But what's it got to do with slichas? God al Hashem u'muhul ma'oy, God al Hashem al shemayim chasdecho. And then it reaches its climax, beautiful. Haneshom aloch v'haguf shaloch Hashem asei l'ma Hashemecho. You know why? Because asonu al shimcha Hashem ba'avur kvoid shimcha. That's what it's all about. It's Kvod Shemayim. It's Kvod Shemayim. That's the yesod of everything. That's the yesod of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore that's the yesod of the preparation that we put into Rosh Hashanah. When I'm talking to myself at Rosh Hashanah, I'm asking myself, am I a vehicle of Kvod Shemayim? Am I a vehicle of Kiddush Hashem? Is my Limud HaTorah on the level that it brings about this Kvod Shemayim? Am I being mamlich my seichel over my guf? The world out there might be a place bereft of spirituality. We don't have a mikdash, we don't have a mishkan. I can be a mishkan. My ultimate question, I think, in the build-up to Yom HaNeroim is, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at my mishkan, the Levovi Mishkan Evne, and say, Uchvoid Hashem Moleh Es HaMishkan. My covered, my kiddush, my shechina, my b'shochanti b'soichom can reside in that person. If not all the time, at least some of the time. And perhaps my commitment is that it should reside there more of the time. And how is that? Moyach, over the name, which ultimately controls the behemoth that is trying to drive me away from my Kodesh Baruch Hu.
If I could just hold you for a minute. We could move next week to Machzik Hadas. We've made arrangements in order to avoid the building works. Just a show of hands, how many people